102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP.
So we've talked many times over the last year, a few years, about how the schools have changed and the wussification overall of America has become a thing.
Yeah.
You can't do, everything's politically incorrect, and kids can't do anything at school anymore. Of course, it started with dodgeball, and it's gone since then.
I was with a guy last night. He's 53 years old. He's a teacher in East Meadow, and he used to have a paddle on the wall. And it was called, they called it the Board of Education.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They made him take it down.
Never used it.
On the wall. Never used it. Just had it up on the wall.
Wow.
They made him take it down.
Yeah, I've heard of that before. My brother had a teacher who had the same at a Board of Education. That's good.
Meanwhile, we'd get the choice of detention or punched.
Well, there's another thing banned at schools. This time, yeah, not in America, but in Britain. So it's spreading around the world.
What is it?
And in a school in Leeds, they have banned tag. Kids can't play tag in school. We've banned tackle sports, but, you know, on playgrounds, tag? Stuff like that. But now they just tag.
Why can't you play tag?
Because the teacher says that there are children, they've become upset at the rough and tumble.
Oh, my God.
They
oh my God!
The parents have thought this is absolutely ridiculous, but the teachers and the schoolmaster says that what's happened is when they play tag, the kids are trying to, of course, touch each other, and then what happens is they rip each other's clothing. So why don't you tell them, don't grab a person, tag a person, no, you won't rip their clothing.
Just immediately get rid of it.
Right.
Don't adjust it, don't alter it.
We've had a few instances recently of children being upset and having clothes torn during games of TIG. By the way, they call it TIG over there. Yeah, or IT. They call it IT, which right. is, you know, you're IT. There's a kid, a son of one lady, she says, my son was kept in from the playtimes because he was playing tag. Why would they keep him inside if you, like, break the rules? You're not supposed to chase other kids.
Yeah.
So it's all the way down to not just tag, but you can't chase other kids. You can't be aggressive. You can't, like, out in the fresh air. You can't run around. So, like, stand still.
And, yeah, I said, you can go outside. Just stand by this rock right there.
Another father says, I was shocked. It's the natural game for children, and the children themselves aren't very happy about it. The world's gone crazy. Kids can't do anything these days. That's exactly what we're getting to.
What was the school? I mean, I remember watching. We were talking about it last year. Aaron was reporting from some school on the island where they banned, like, they were playing soccer with no ball, or they were playing, like, football with no ball, or something like that. There were no balls allowed at recess. That was it, because kids were getting hurt with ball. I mean, just forget it. I mean,
That's pretty far. They had a few instances, kids getting ripped clothes, and then, of course, if somebody gets pushed, not even to the ground, scraping their hands and knees, just getting pushed. Like, listen, we can't have this. Come on. Playing tag, getting pushed, that's normal stuff.
I do feel better that it's somewhere else.
I know, it helps.
At least we know we're not the only miserable pricks.
Yeah, but we got a school that doesn't play sports with balls.
Yeah.
Not so good, and the wussification spreads. Good morning, B.A.B. What's going on?
The good old days. 38 years ago, we used to play a game called Kill the Guy with the Ball.
Yes.
Yeah. Or, and that was, also and known was, as...
Smear the queer.
Smear the queer.
This is before school even started. We played Kill the Guy with the Ball.
Exactly.
30 kids running around just killing each other and having the best times of our lives.
You'd go into school with dirt on your knees.
And I'm talking third, fourth, fifth grade. The best game ever.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good day,
guys. Thanks, buddy.
It was basically unorganized rugby.
It really was.
You know, it was rugby with no real end game.
That is so true. There was no end to it whatsoever until we were like, all right, that's enough. We're all just tired and
but
sweaty.
But yeah, you still wanted to be the guy with the ball and just like forearm.
Fight everybody off.
You know, stiff arm guys.
Good morning, B.A.B. What do you remember? Go ahead.
I don't know. I grew up on the island also. What about asses up?
Yeah, well, that was never really sanctioned in the first place. You know, you were allowed to play tag. You were allowed to play kill the guy with the ball. You were, all that other stuff. But if they saw a guy with his hands up on the wall and people just throwing rock balls and stuff at him, yeah, they would usually come in and put the kibosh on that one.
It makes you wonder if maybe some of the games that we played when we were kids kind of had a little something to do with why they won't let
these
guys do anything anymore.
Maybe. It might have.
I had some big-ass bruises on my back.
Yeah.
Everything.
Did you say rocks?
I was kidding.
Basically, it's reverse dodgeball where one guy gets all the balls thrown at him while he stays on the wall and just submits, right?
It's like when you were playing handball. If you lost or whatever, you'd have to go up on the wall and then they'd throw the handballs or tennis balls at your ass. And you had to go up there for a few times and then you get off of there. And...
maybe we are complicit. Good morning, B.A.B. Go ahead.
What about Johnny Ride the Pony? They'd probably throw us in jail now if we did that.
What was that?
The hell is that, you pervert?
Well, one guy should stand against the wall and like four or five friends would lock arms around their waist, and guys, a group of another five or six guys would run and jump on top of you. And you have to hold like five or six guys on top of you as well as you're bending down.
Oh, and they try to collapse the whole group of you that are linked.
Listen, maybe they shouldn't ban the game, but they should definitely ban the name. I don't want to get caught anywhere near a school ground playing Johnny Rides the Pony.
Okay, if you're looking at it that way, I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah.
Okay, you might have a good day.
You might want to think about it.
Thanks, buddy. Hello, B.A.B.
Yeah, this is Tom from Holbrook.
Tom.
We used to play a game called Rumble. And what it was sort of like tackle the guy with the ball, but we had no ball.
You guys were really poor.
Yeah. And what we used to do was just call somebody's name out in a circle, and everybody would run after him, jump on top of him. But once you were rumbled, you can't leave until you were rumbled on.
It's like a pack mentality game. Good.
And now we know how the kids in the inner cities got jumped into gangs.
Yeah. Hey, thanks.
And how about Johnny Ride the Pony?
Oh, that guy just brought that up.
You're the second one to bring that up. That's the worst name for a game ever. And if it ever comes up near any school grounds, school playgrounds, somebody's going to jail.
See you later.
What, officer? I was only playing Johnny Rides the Pony.
I never heard of that game. It must be an old one.
No.
I never heard of that. But definitely the thing where they used to try to collapse a bunch of you guys, like in almost like in a rugby scrum. They try to dive on you and collapse the group. And sometimes you'd be like this, and they come running, and they're going to dive on you. And at last minute, all right, we're going to move. And then everybody moves. And then
boom.
They crash, crashing on the concrete.
Right.
Awesome.
Yo, let's play punch the guy in the face. Jimmy, you're up first. We're all sitting around in a circle and punch you in the face.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that's cool.
Whatever happened to Sally Sucks the Donkey? Remember that one?
Right. Yeah.
I can don't play that anymore.
We got in trouble.
This guy has something for you about Asses Up, JP. Go ahead.
Guys, the best part of Asses Up, JP, you got to know this, when you had to bend over, how your friends would try and bounce the ball before it hit your ass, so it popped up and hit you right in your sack.
Right. Right.
What that was the worst. You weren't allowed to cover up. You weren't allowed to grab anything.
No, because
you had to take it. You have to take it like a champ.
Yeah, your hands were on the wall, and if you can get that tennis ball and bounce it right in the right spot, it would hit the bottom of his bag on the way back up.
That's pretty horrible.
The tennis ball or the handball, whatever it was, however you were playing Asses Up, you know? God, I would go back to those. Oh, that would be so good. So much fun.
Good morning, B.A.B. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? My friends and I played a game growing up called Hot Peas and Butter.
It's Hot Peas and Butter? I don't know
that one. That sounds gay.
It sounds gay, but when you play the game, somebody hides a belt, and then you play hot or cold until somebody finds the belt. Whoever finds the belt then gets to beat everybody with the belt until they get back to base.
That's not that gay. That sounds rather...
How is that called Hot Peas and Butter?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe they should have come up with a game that more matches the name that more actually matches the activity.
Or you call it belt beating.
Yeah.
It's something that,
that probably would have been a better name for the game. That's pretty realistic.
Hey, guys, let's play Corporal Punishment with friends.
Right.
It's when we imitate what our dads do to us. We take a belt and we just beat the piss out of everybody we know with it.
What the hell are we thinking?
That's basically where the game come from.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, thanks.
Some kid was getting beat at home and just wanted to spread the happiness around.
Right. Hello, B.A.B.
Hey, I grew up in West Babylon in the late 60s, early 70s, and... maybe it was my group, but we had, like, full contact golf. We would hit the balls at each other from across the field. Baseball, if someone was running, if you hit the guy on the way to the base with the ball, he was out.
That's awesome.
We threw darts at each other. Pellet guns and BB guns, so...
Listen, that's couldn't ban those games because none of those games were ever sanctioned in the first place.
I like they used to bomb golf balls at each other from a distance, but you just start bombing each other. That's hysterical.
We used to play Molotov Cocktail where you'd have to get your friend and get like an old Peels bottle and fill it with gasoline and stuff it with a paper towel. And
hysterical.
And then you throw it at your friends, you light them on fire, bro. It's great.
Yeah, no, they allowed that now at school as well for a little while.
Yeah.
You guys are...
Dirt bomb fights. I mean, snowball fights.
Oh, dirt bomb fights. I remember that.
Dude, it's bullshit that they won't let you play Molotov Cocktail anymore. Bunch of pussies.
Guys, do you realize how much work these therapy dogs are going to be doing when these kids grow up?
I know.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Later, man.
All right, you got it.
Well, of course. They didn't have the advantages of throwing dirt bombs and golf balls at each other and hitting each other with baseballs.
And Molotov Cocktails.
Bouncing tennis balls into your testicles. It's great.
There's a very good chance that kids can go from K through 12 mm-hmm. now without ever getting a scratch, a black and blue, a cut knee.
Mm.
There's a very good chance of that.
It's what we hope for, JP. We just hope our child never has any of that.
All right.
Don't want to pop that bubble.